Welcome to another amazing day at the Make the Day Awesome podcast. I'm Joshua Luther, your host, and I hope everybody had an amazing weekend. I hope everybody had a safe and happy, fun-filled 4th of July. And I hope y'all got that little bit of effort pushed in this weekend to just line you up for an amazing week ahead. Because, guys, A, it's a short week. I mean, it really depends on how you look at it, but B, it's time to get to work. And guys, I want to share something with you today because I had an experience this weekend that I think a lot of people get hung up on, or they let it get to them and cause their blood to boil and just take them off of their path, their journey, their mission. It just kind of throws that rock in the puddle and starts this epic series of ripples in our life that will derail what the future holds, right? If you've heard us talk about it before, we could go back. You could go find the ripple effect in the previous episodes. But I talked about when you throw a rock into a pond, into a body of water, you watch it and you get the initial break of water, right? But as you watch it, that ripple grows and grows and grows. And then you got multiple ripples coming and a flow. And if you look at a boat cutting through the water, you see the same thing. I was walking the pond at the time, and I was watching the duck swim. And you could see where their breastplate cut through the water. It was very narrow. But if you look behind it, it was wider. And if you looked further behind it through their path, that ripple was even wider. And I share this with you today because I had one of those moments this weekend where I had a choice to make in how I was going to go about my day. And I could have let it affect me in a way that would have caused me discomfort or me frustration, anger, resentment, whatever it may be. Yes, I learned that, you know what? I fucked up. I admit it. This is what I did. It's my fault that this happened. But I can't lose my cool over it. I can't let this consume me. I can't do anything about it but move forward from the situation. And we're going to tie that in here because that ripple that we make, whether it's a good ripple or a bad ripple, has consequences down the line from what we're doing and where we're going. So to sum it up, this weekend, we were chilling with the family. It was a really low-key weekend. And Saturday night, we got in after picking up our daughter from work. And we went in the house. We cuddled up, watched a movie, whatever we did. Cool. No big. Sunday morning, we get up. We get ready to go out. And we get to the car. And there's a couple things out of place. And at first, my first inclination was, okay, did I go out? Did my wife go out? Did my daughter go out to the car? And, you know, those questions get asked because something was taken out of a home and placed somewhere that it doesn't normally go. And it was strange. But you know what? Doors were unlocked. Who knows? So as Monday came, as Monday got here, the 4th of July, I went out to the car where I had a specific mobile device that is used for work purposes. And it occasionally gets left between the seats. And I went to go grab it Monday morning so I could throw it on the charger, check in, do all that. And it wasn't there. Now, my mind instantly went into, okay, where did this go? It could be either at one of my properties, it could be still in the car somewhere, or it could be in my house. And I started going into a panic looking for it. I started going into a panic trying to find this device, trying to figure out where I put it. Because, guys, I am susceptible to haphazardly placing things down. And it happens occasionally. It's gotten a lot better over time. But that's because I built systems in place to make sure that doesn't happen. So anyway, Saturday I was out. I didn't have my backpack with me, and I just had my tablet. So my tablet didn't make it into my backpack, and that's the end of that. So Monday, I get to go check in, and there's no tablet. So now I'm really in a panic because it's a device I use for work because it has all my customers' data on it. Obviously, it's under lock and key, multiple locks to get to that data. So, and I can remote wipe it. But it's still the point that what basically happened was somebody entered our vehicle, and I'm pretty sure my tablet was in the vehicle, and somebody took it. And you're right. I could be mad at the world. I could be upset at myself. I could feel the guilt, the anger, and the shame. And trust me, I smacked myself upside the head when I realized, like, okay, Josh, you shouldn't have done this. You shouldn't have locked the doors, or you shouldn't have left the doors unlocked. You know what? It's a lesson that I learned. But what it comes down to is how you let that continue to control your life. I know other people who would go absolutely apeshit over somebody getting into their car and stealing one of their devices. And in this case, the device was probably close to dead at that point. So I can't ping it until somebody puts it on a charger. So it comes down to one of these things, like, how much energy do I now put into said missing device versus just moving the fuck forward and getting on with my life? And I think a lot of us, we get hung up on the fact that we have to hunt down the person who did us wrong, the perpetrator of the crime against us, you know? Like, I mean, I don't even know where to begin on a mission or a hunt to find this tablet other than waiting for the GPS to come up and ping it. I did call the cops. We filed a police report. But at the end of the day, how much time am I willing to dedicate to this? How much time am I willing to put into this when I could simply effectively go get a replacement tablet and get on with my day, get on with my activities, get on with making the income needed to provide for my family? How much time am I willing to waste? How much negative energy am I willing to put out into the world because somebody did me wrong? And I think that's something that's a mindset shift that we have to make. We have to learn how to say, you know what, this happened to me, but it happened to me for a reason. And typically that reason ties back to something that you did. Like, I didn't lock my car doors. I didn't take my tablet into the house where it was safer. These are situations in which I left myself open to a liability, right? But let's look at the bigger picture. Let's go back to the ripple. So I'm upset. If I get upset that my tablet was stolen and I go about my day with this attitude of anger, resentment, hatred, whatever, this fuel of fire that is affecting me because somebody did me wrong, how does that affect the people that I communicate with the rest of that day? Right? How does it affect my wife? How does it affect my daughter, my son? How does it affect my clients and my friends, that energy that I'm putting out that somebody did me wrong? See, guys, this ripple, it doesn't stop. So once it starts, you can't stop it. And it's in everything that we do in our life, whether the good, the bad, the ugly, the mediocre, it doesn't matter. That ripple will never stop. You just can't see it because it's too big over time. Much like the boat cutting through the water. That boat could be cutting across the Atlantic and it's causing a ripple in the ocean. And eventually that ripple will turn into waves crashing on the shores. But you can't see that ripple because it is so big at that point. It's so wide. It's so vast. It's so distant between each other. But if you followed it back to the root and you watched it from that high level, you can see Boat cut through the water. Ripples go east and west. One hits Europe. One hits Americas. It continues. And if you want to think about a bigger scale, if there was no land masses to interfere with that, that ripple would continue all the way around until it eventually caught up to itself on the other side. So guys, what challenges are you facing that are taking your energy away from where it should be and redirecting it to somewhere else? What is that thing that is bothering you in your soul, in your inner being, in your mind? What is that thing that's derailing the train from where you need to be to where you want to be? Because unless you release that hatred, that resentment, that anger, that frustration, that fear that you're facing, it's going to keep holding you back from everything that you're called to be. So guys, I love you. Have a blessed week. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have an awesome day.